This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
It's hard to keep top administrators at public schools where there are a lot of low-income students. Research shows that over a quarter of those schools lose their principals each year, and that turnover is costly and hurts students. But listen to the story of this principal at Furr High School in Houston. The person's been on the job for 17 years on top of a lot of other life experience. Laura Isinsi with Houston Public Media has our story.
Let me introduce you to Birdie Simmons. She's 5 feet tall, she wears thick-rimmed glasses and a white bob, and she just turned 83 years old.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
So what's going on?
Horrible. I've had a horrible week.
This morning, Simmons meets with a mom, Jasmine Rodriguez, and her son, Alex. He's failing and talks back a lot.
Could you have passing grades? What if I got you a mentor?
This is how Simmons spends a lot of her day. She sees a stream of people. Simmons came out of retirement to lead Furr in 2000. Back then, gangs brought violence to the school. There was a stabbing and a huge gang fight. Barely half the kids graduated. Simmons thought she'd last 3 months. 17 years later, she's still here, and the graduation rate is now more than 90%.
I think I'm a little cray-cray. I mean, I'm determined that these kids are going to have a chance.
Last fall, her school won $10 million from the XQ Institute, a nonprofit led by Laureen Powell Jobs, Steve Jobs' widow. Simmons will use the money to make learning more personal and hands-on for kids over the next 5 years. Money definitely helps schools try new things. But as Laura Hamilton with RAND Education says, success is almost impossible without a strong principal.
You don't just need skilled teachers. You need a school leader who is able to provide those supports and also to sort of provide a vision for the school to help them all be on the same page about what we're trying to do with this program.
Even with all her experience, Simmons still questions whether she's doing enough.
That I care enough, that I've done something differently. And I don't want to sound mushy, but I'm just being honest.
She says that concern keeps her going, even in her 80s. In Houston, I'm Laura Isinsi for Marketplace.